Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetahwebs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? It is Monday. I think it's May 17th, but don't quote me on it. It's 9 o'clock New York time, and I welcome you to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. I welcome my archivers. I welcome the people in my chat room. I welcome the people that email me. Welcome, family. How are you this cool, look like rainy kind of Monday New York time? So, before we get into inexpensive vacations, we're going to get into the basics like we always do for the new people who are just tuning in that don't know about the basics. I'll make this real quick, I promise. The Cheap Cheetah books we have for free, ebooks, Frugal Living 30 Minutes or Less, and Holiday Savings the Cheap Cheetah Way, free ebooks. Email me for your free ebook at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. Also, books for purchase, the Cheap Cheetah Tip Jar, the Best of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show Part 1, which covers the first maybe 2 years of the show, of the interviews, the tips I talked about, the various topics, which if you can't get to, since we're on iTunes and Blog Talk and everything, since you, if you can't get it to the computer, you can always read about the first 2 years of the show. Makes good reading because, you know, summertime's coming up. My real estate diary, which is about basically looking for real estate in New York City, the highs, the lows, and the dag, this is crazy kind of thing. So you can find those on Smashwords, Amazon Kindle, Creative Space, or you can email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and I will gladly tell you where you can purchase the book at. So, and folks, you know we have a permanent home now. No more threatening eviction notices, no more not sure where we're living, going from pillar to post. Our new home, which is really now our old home, is on Facebook, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Become a part of it. Let's talk about saving, making, and having fun with money together. I'll share my adventures with money with you like I always do here on the blog and on my blog spot and on my Facebook page, and you tell me what's going on in your life. Become a part of it. Just don't like it. Be a part of it. We've been family for what? About a minute now, right? Also, there's YouTube channel, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. YouTube where I talk about, you know, what else? Money. We have that, and we have the website, thecheapcheetah.blogspot.com. But go to my profile. You see all that good stuff. Also, I'm looking for sponsors. If you have a topic or a product or service, and you'd like for me to talk about it on the show, or if you have a commercial that you would like for me to play on the show, please contact me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. And on that note, we're going to talk about today's subject. Summertime is coming. We all know that. We all need to get away from our job for a while. Hey, we all need to get away from our spouses and our children for a while. And we need a good, cheap vacation. Okay, if you want to take the spouse and kids, okay, I understand. We just need to get away. I mean, we can't work all our lives, and we can't just be home all the time. Sometimes you need to see what's beyond your backyard. And I'm going to tell you some places that you can go that's kind of inexpensive. You know, but hopefully if you've planned for the trip and you've got money set aside, because, you know, June, July, August, you know, those peak seasons when all the kids are out and everybody wants to do vacation. So here are some places you can go that's not that expensive. First place, Las Vegas. Aside from the hundreds of casinos, Las Vegas offers a cheapskate paradise. Low hotel rates, bargain meals, discount coupons, cheap transportation, galleries, you know, entertainment for the kids, all that. A lot of stuff is off the strip. It's a cheap vacation. Only thing that you're going to get that's kind of expensive, but you got to get on the right time, is airfare. And I can vouch for Vegas because my sister go to Vegas maybe once, twice a year. And I love it. And they are right. If you are in a program like the rewards program from Caesars or Bally's or whatever, if you have a card and you've been going regularly to the casinos and stuff and you build up points, you can get, like, dead going near free hotel rooms, okay? Because that's what I do. When I go to Vegas, I give them my card and they tell them, you know, you have X amount of days you can stay in a hotel for free. For Christmas, I did my vacation. I went to Vegas, of course, and we stayed a week for free, and it only cost us like $140 because we used the points. And you will pay for the resort fee and the taxes, but for 5 days, $140 is not bad. As far as food, get a car when you go to Vegas, if you're going to Vegas, and go off the strip. There's a lot of cheap restaurants. There's a lot of good eateries you can cheat. I go to one in particular. They give you so much food, really big hearty meals, and it's like maybe costs us like $30, but it lasts us for like 2 days. So there is a lot of good things. And if you're like, well, look, I want to take my kids, there's not amusement parks, but there's places where you can take your kids. You have the museums, you have entertainment for the kids. When I was there for Christmas, wasn't nothing there but kids. So there is a lot of things your kids can do. To me, Vegas is a playland for adults, but a lot of people bring their kids. So there are things, and you can't get coupons and stuff. You just have to be very creative. Grand Rapids, Michigan, another place for cheap vacation. If you're into beer, Michigan is home to 25 craft beers. They also offer a robot, an art scene, and an art museum. Can't tell you about Grand Rapids, Michigan, but they say it's the place to go. If you have relatives in the area, you can always go down there for a couple of days. I'm sure they have more than an art scene for you and your kids, and it's very inexpensive vacation. Kansas City, Missouri is the Show Me State. Show Me, which I think that's so cute, the Show Me State, offers its visitors World War II and National World War II museums. You have the Liberty Memorial. You have 200 fountains. You have 100 barbecue joints. You love me some good barbecue, right? I mean, here in New York, we can't get good barbecue, but when you go in the South and stuff, I love me some good barbecue. Oh, God. I love good barbecue. Chopped barbecue, too, with chopped barbecue sandwiches. Oh, God. All right, let me get off that. Sorry about that. I went the other way. They have good jazz, and they have good blues. Kansas City, Missouri. See, and I'm telling you these things because everybody goes to the hot spots. California, San Francisco, Disney, Florida, Disney, California, the Grand Canyon. Everybody goes to all these. They go to Hawaii if you can afford it. They go to all these hot spots. What I'm showing you is places like in the corner that nobody, not too much, goes to. You can do a search on national parks. There's a lot of national parks out here in these towns, in these states that nobody never even heard of. You can take your kids if you want to do a car trip. Find out where the national parks are close to you, maybe 2-3 hours from here, and you can drive or maybe do a quick weekend. A lot of people go to these national parks because you would just be amazed at what Mother Nature can show you. And you know what? It's free. She don't charge you a dime. All right, the national park may charge you a dollar, a couple of dollars or two, but it ain't nothing like seeing Mother Nature, you know, because it just, you wow and ooh and on. You know, so you can look at national parks too, close to your home. California. Again, this depends on airfare. You know, some of these places you can get great deals on airfare if you have to fly. Some of these places are kind of expensive, so you have to wait and catch a deal. Some of these places you can drive to. So you know, California. Make a trip between San Francisco and L.A. Take a drive and see the Pacific Coast along Highway 1. See Big Sur, Hearst Castle, and the Wine Country. That's what I would love to do. Take a car and just do a driving trip between California and San Francisco. San Francisco's nice, okay? It's cute. You can do that too. Memphis, Tennessee. Yay. Another place you can go for inexpensive vacations. A lot of street music, free performers, concerts, films, barbecue at its best, Mississippi mud paddles, and there's so much other things to do in Memphis, Tennessee, because that's the home of country music. And I happen to have went down to Memphis, and there is, you know, a street, and, you know, you have a lot of shops, and you have entertainment, you have jazz, and you have country, but basically country. And it's really cute. Memphis is really not that expensive when I went. So it's a great place to go hang out. I'm sure there's a lot of kid activities, too, to do. So I'm talking to you about places that are not so prevalent on the map. Okay, California is. But just to take that trip up and down the street like that from California to San Francisco to do that drive is like, whoa. That would be something to see. Salt Lake City, Utah. Another place. It's clean. It's family-friendly. You have museums, you have attractions, you have good meals, and it's a jump-off point to the ski resorts. Utah. I wouldn't think of going to Utah, but I guess you can. Colorado. There is so many things to do in Colorado. I watch a program called From State to State, and a guy shows you different places that this different. He goes state to state and he shows you different things that the state offers, which is very interesting. Because if you don't watch these programs or really read about them, you never know that the things that, say, Utah have, you never know the things California has, you never know. There's all these little nooks and crannies that people never really think about, because they always think about the main attractions that can be pricey. Universal in California can be pricey. Florida Disney can be pricey. You know, so they always think about such expensive trips. Disney cruises are ridiculously pricey. So if you're going to take your family on a family vacation this year, think outside the box, like we do everything else, and think about, okay, let me go to a state that nobody really knows about too much. Let's just take the kids and see what they offer and see how inexpensive they are, and just, you know, you never know. Let's be explorers this year. Let's not do the same old. Let's be adventurous. Let's just take it and just go. So, I mean, I was surprised at some of the places they were saying, but cheap trips, kids will have fun, you'll have fun, and you won't break the bank. So, and the places are Vegas, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Kansas City, Missouri, California, Memphis, Tennessee, and Salt Lake City, Utah. We can probably throw Colorado in there, too. We can probably throw Texas in there, too. We can probably throw Seattle in there, too. Seattle's pretty nice. If you can catch a deal on Seattle, Seattle is it's very pretty. So think outside the box. And on that note, we'll hear a word from our sponsor.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you from our sponsor, Access to a Rising Artist, and you too can have a commercial just like our sponsor. Let me know, and then I would gladly put your commercial out here like we have for Access to a Rising Artist. We were talking about inexpensive vacations. Now, what are we looking for when we go on these vacations? We know where we're going or where we like to go, but how are we getting there? Is the thing. First, watch for airlines when they offer discounts and specials, which is Tuesdays and Thursdays. Okay, let's be real with this. You know, if you don't know, I'm going to tell you, I'm a JetBlue queen, right? I love me some JetBlue. But JetBlue don't love a sister because JetBlue will have some inexpensive places as far as travel destinations, but they're not where I want to go. Yeah, you'll find sometime a $59 deal or $89 deal. You have to look. I guess I also have to do what I tell you to broaden my horizons when it comes to airlines, but look for deals and discounts for airlines for the places you want to go. They offer them. You just have to be very diligent and look for them. If you don't want to fly, then cruises, celebrity cruises, princesses, cruises, Carnival, Norwegian Cruise Line, cruises offer great discounts to places like Bahamas, Canada, Alaska. The cruise industry is begging for people, and they're showing they're begging for people by giving great deals on certain places. Okay, like the Bahamas, you know you can go to. Cheap. Excuse me. I've seen cruises where they were like $500-$600, you know, which is not bad. I've seen cruises where it may be a little bit up in price, but the kids fly free, and you get all these little discounts, and you get onboard ship credits and all that. So if you don't want to fly, then look into cruises, because cruises do offer some good deals depending on where you want to go. But, heck, if you just want to get away, you and your family, you can go to Bahamas. You can go to anywhere in the islands, like cheap. Maybe it's like the three of y'all, maybe it costs you like $1,500. And remember, on a cruise, you eat, hotel room, entertainment. Only thing they don't give you is the liquor. You don't need the liquor. You can get your juice, your coffees, your sodas, I think. I'm not sure about that. And your waters, all that. Everything is included. And they're taking you to these islands that you want to go to. So cruising is inexpensive, especially if you have a family of four or family of three. It is inexpensive. Use your credit card travel points and senior discounts and your club discounts and book cheap hotel rooms and car rentals. AARP, AAP, whatever union you belong to, if you have Mileage Plus cards or any kind of affiliation you're with, any kind of group, where you work, if you have to book a car or book a hotel room, then you ask them, what do you take, and see if you have it so you can get discounts on the already inexpensive, you know, service. Like if a car is $199 for the week, you know, you ask them, do you take AARP or do you take AA? Or do you take do you have senior discounts or what kind of whatever union you're in, if they offer discounts or the job or whatever, find out. Try to bring that $199 for a week down to they're going at least $100 for the week. You know what I'm saying? So ask them what they take and try to use every kind of discount they have or you have or whatever to bring that price as low as possible. Also with hotel rooms, same thing. Like I said, if you have a card or if you're with Hilton Rewards Program or Marriott Program or Comfort Inn Program or whatever, if you have a rewards card, use it to book cheap hotel rooms. If you don't, see if they do take senior citizen discounts, ask them for club discounts, whatever they take, try to get your hotels as cheap as possible, especially if you're staying more than a day or two. Okay. Stay flexible, if possible, when you're planning your vacation. The more flexible you are, the cheaper you'll be able to get your trips. You know weekends are expensive, no matter where you go. You know, during the week, Tuesday to Thursday is cheaper when it comes to flying. When it comes to hotel rooms, because the hotel, a lot of times the hotels are empty if it's not on like major summer vacations and things like that. So the flexible you are, the cheaper it can get. And I know you're saying, you know, we have kids, they're in school, they only have a certain period of time, I only have a certain period of time. Then try to find the time that you do have with your kids, try to find the most inexpensive week that you can go. Okay? The most inexpensive places you can go. Try to work around. Be creative, folks. This is what we do. We are creative when it comes to saving our money. We think outside the box, and we get creative. Okay, and we try to use every trick in the book that's legal in order to get what we want at the cheapest price. So, this is what we do. Souvenirs. Do I really have to discuss when you go on vacation souvenirs? Really? Okay, I'm going to discuss it anyway, but I really shouldn't have to because we don't need them. Okay? When's the last time you bought a souvenir for, say, a bunch of people at your job, and they looked at it and said, oh, okay, thank you, and they put it in their drawer, they never used it, whatever. I used to do this, too. I used to go places and buy souvenirs. It was a waste of money. I stopped doing it. I understand, okay, you have kids. They want souvenirs. Fine. You can take photos and put them in nice frames and give them to people like grandma and stuff like that. As far as the kids, go to the 99-cent store, the Dollar Tree store in your travels. I noticed, too, with the dollar stores, like if you go to California or if you go to Vegas or whatever, their 99-cent store have the same souvenirs that you can get in the high-priced stores on the Strip. So you go to places that, you know, inexpensive. You go to discount warehouses and places like that, and you buy the souvenir that you must for the people that you must buy them for, right? It's all about having fun. It's all about saving money. It's not all about buying a $50 souvenir because it's going to sit there and collect dust when you give it to the person. They're going to say, thank you, I appreciate it, and keep it moving, you know? So here's what I used to do, just a quick little cheap cheater tip. Go and buy, say my budget for souvenirs was $10. Go buy 99-cent keychains. I used to get to, when I went to Vegas, I used to get the little slot keychains. They were really cute. They were plastic. And I used to buy like $10 worth and give them to all my coworkers. So my souvenir only cost me, they only cost me a dollar. Well, they were 99 cents at one point. So, you know what I'm saying? So even when kids, oh, I want this, I want that, you're going to Disney, you're in Florida, go to the dollar store. They have the same stuff. You know, so let's enjoy a vacation, but let's not, you know, come back with a whole bunch of unnecessary bills. Check for accommodations outside the city. Look for places where kids stay free and you have a small kitchen. So if you're going on vacation, you look for a place where maybe you can cook, or if you bring back extra food from a restaurant, you have a place to store it, like a mini fridge, or they give you a microwave so you can heat up. Or kids stay free, or if they give you, a lot of places now give you continental breakfasts so you can stock up on your little continental breakfast and you can fill up before you go out on your day's travels and vacations and stuff like that. So look for places that make you almost feel like home and give you the things that you need if you were home to make your vacation very inexpensive. We talked about this earlier. Avoid touristy areas. When you hear and see or think about the word tourist, it's high priced. New York, for example, Statue of Liberty, 34th Street, 42nd Street, places like that. In the summertime, it's jam-packed with people. And the stores know that you're coming. We're a big tourist attraction, and they jack up the prices. Number one, it's crowded. It's crazy people down there. And it's just, you know, same place like if you're going to California probably. The main attractions, crazy. If you're going to Disney, crazy. If you're going to the Grand Canyon, probably crazy. Major tourist attractions you have to stay away from because, number one, they're way too expensive. hotel room food and stuff is way too expensive. I can definitely speak for New York. Souvenirs, expensive. And you don't want to go on vacation where you're on top of people and you're vying for space and you always have to hold your kid's hand because, you know, they'll get lost in the crowd and everybody's looking. You don't want that. You don't want to be stressed on vacation. You just want to sit back, relax, and just enjoy it. Almost sounds like a cruise, right? Where you still monitor your kids and you know where your kids are. But, you know, you can give them a little leeway, depending on how old they are, to run and jump a little bit. Sounds like a cruise. That way, you know, yeah, sometimes a cruise in certain places can get crowded, like shows and stuff like that. But, you know, you can still relax and, you know, stretch your muscles. And you don't really bother. Go in your room. You don't really bother. Go in to one part of the ship where it's empty. Read your book. Chill. You know, that sounds like a cruise, right? When you go on a trip, whether you're going on a car trip, airplane, bus, whatever, always make sure to take your own food. I'm not talking get ridiculous crazy, but especially if you're going on a car trip, if you're going on an airplane and stuff, make sure you take snacks. The kids need a little snack. You need a little snack. Make sure you bring your own food because snack food is crazy. And I'm going to give you a perfect example. I just told you I'm a JetBlue queen, right? I love me some JetBlue. Anyway, JetBlue in the beginning used to give you, if the waitress didn't come around or the stewardess didn't come around like 10 times, and they give you bags of cookies and candies, and we used to get so much snacks on JetBlue back in the day. They used to snack us to death, which was great. You take the snacks on your trip and you take them with you and you eat them later on. Now they've gotten so cheap. I think the stewardess comes around maybe twice and gives you snacks compared to the 10 times they were doing it before. So, and if you're hungry and if you're going on a trip that's like 5-6 hours, the meals that they offer you are not free. They're like $5, $10 for a little bite-sized meal, which is not worth it. So you bring your own food. You know, if you're driving, you bring your own food. You pack inexpensive meals for you and the kids, and you stop off maybe to get coffee or juice or whatever, or you pack the juices for the kids. That way you don't have to stop. You can just keep it going. Because a lot of places sometimes are overpriced. A lot of places you really don't want to eat in because you don't know how sanitary they are. And this way, if you bring your own food, you know who cooked it, you know who made it, you're good to go. So only time you have to stop if you're on a road trip or whatever, if you're driving, is to go to the bathroom, wash your hands or whatever, get gas or whatever. Same thing if you're on an airplane, bring your own food. If you're on a bus trip, own food. If you're in a hotel and, you know, say if you went to Vegas or you went to Disney or whatever, you actually try to eat outside of the park. If you're going to Disney, you get your souvenirs and stuff outside of the park because they're expensive. And you try to go to the nearest grocery store, whatever, and you make your own food if you can in your hotel. Tuna sandwiches, bologna and cheese, you know what I mean? So you have to be creative. I'm not saying you can't have a vacation. I'm just saying you can, but you don't need to spend an arm, leg, and neck for expensive vacations. If you have kids involved, you want to be able to take those kids on a few trips. And taking them on one big trip at the sacrifice of taking them on a few small trips that are inexpensive, which one do you think is the best one? If I had kids, I would take them on small trips. That way you get more bang for your buck. Next Monday, because you know it's Memorial Day weekend coming up, we're talking about financially abusive relationships. You know, it's gotten to be crazy, and we're going to talk about it. Financially, are you in a financially abusive relationship when it comes to money? When it comes to money, financially abusive relationships. On that note, folks, keep your mind on your money on your mind. I love you. I appreciate you. And I will see you next week. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. I love you, and I appreciate you. And as Chief Cheetah says, save that money, folks.